She was adorable.
Yeah, I'm just here to unwind.
She moaned and leaned her head back. I can't believe it. I walked up to a stranger and called him a male escort. He chuckled, picking up his drink.
Could happen to anyone.
Kenzie pressed her hands to her cheeks. I'm so embarrassed. I was told to meet my date for hire here. And I saw you and assumed. She shook her head. You're not dressed for a meeting like this. I should have known. There wasn't anyone else here alone. I'm so sorry. She started to stand, but he held out his hand to stop her.
Why don't you sit with me and wait? He's obviously not here yet.
Camden wasn't sure what had made him say that. Maybe it was the way his dark mood had lifted at her smile. Kenzie sat back down. Thanks, that would be nice. I'm so nervous, if you can't tell. Did I already say I was nervous? Ugh, I'm repeating myself. It's just, I have to go to my sister's wedding, and I can't show up alone. So I called this service my friend said was super nice and discreet. She glanced around the bar. They're supposed to be really professional. It's not like some seedy thing. It's strictly on the up and up. Camden couldn't hold back another chuckle. Oh my gosh, I didn't even ask your name. How rude of me. She peered at him like she was looking at him for the first time.
Camden.
Camden.